Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss the best practices for group policy. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've created courses and also helped companies overcome obstacles. Some clients include the United States government, U.S. military, and small, medium, and large companies. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Group policy allows us to be able to standardize our environment. The thing is with group policy, there are different ways of doing things. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over what are some of the best practices for group policy objects. One of the things is you want to do is make sure you do not process policy settings that are not configured. So you have a group policy containing only settings that are set for not configured. You can avoid processing these settings by disabling the user configuration or the computer configuration. And what this does is it expedites the startup and logon processes for those users and computers that are subject to the group policy object. And to prevent an entire group policy object from affecting a site or domain or organizational unit, unlink a group policy object from a site, domain, organizational unit, and disable the group policy object link. If you never want to use a certain group policy object again, then delete the group policy object altogether. Next, use block policy inheritance and no override sparingly. When what you can do is you can block an OU from getting group policies, but when you do that, it's not going to just block one, it's going to block them all. So you need to make sure that you limit the use of blocking and enforcement. Minimize the number of WMI filters with your group policy objects. The more WMI filters that are applied to group policy object, the longer it will take to process the object. Remember, WMI, what it does is it queries the actual operating system to find things such as the space, the version number, and there's all kinds of different uses for WMI. So what you want to do though is limit the amount of WMI filters that you do have. A filter, what it'll do is it'll check an object for maybe say the amount of disk space or whatever you decide to use. Filter the policy based on security group membership. Users who do not have access control entry directly, directing in that a particular group policy object is applied to them, can avoid the associated logon delay, because group policy object is not processed for those users. Filtering can only be done by using membership and security groups. To see the ACEs, you just click on the Security tab and Properties for a group policy object. Override user-based group policies with computer-based group policies only when necessary. So override user-based group policy with computer-based group policy only if you want the desktop configuration to be the same regardless of who logs on. This mechanism for doing this is called loopback, an advanced group policy setting that is useful in certain closely managed environments. This will be an example of a laboratory, classrooms, kiosks, public kiosks, and reception areas. The user group policy loopback processing mode policy setting is located in the group policy editor. Use group policies rather than system policies. You use system policies only to manage computers that run an operating system that is earlier than Windows 2000, or if you need to change desktops for multiple users on a standalone computer. Avoid assigning group policies across domains. The processing of group policy object, what it'll do is slow the startup and logon process if the group policy is obtained from another domain. Do not set the file system policy on a drive or directory such as sysfol that is replicated to NTFS file replication system. Settings that are under the file system in the group policy object editor can cause excessive replication, and this will waste network bandwidth. And the last thing, do not link a group policy object to the same organizational unit more than once. When more than one link for the same organizational unit is applied to a single object, the client-side group policy extension may interrupt or interpret the link differently and produce unexpected resultant set of policies. So these are the best practices for group policy. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you are interested in listening to my other shows, just search for GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo Radio, GoGoTraining.com.